Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So after Jamie Foxx has come out and spoke publicly about his health, he had a health scare and was hospitalized in April of this year. And many people had asked me if I knew what was going on. It was the family kept it private, as they should have. But we could guess that it was something that involved that could have been related to a stroke. I'm not saying that's what he had, or cardiac issues, because apparently he had, from reports, found that he had been in a rehabilitation facility to help him recover. So we see that oftentimes with stroke patients or patients with cardiac issues. There could be other issues, neurological issues that can happen as well. So we don't know what he had, but at least he did speak out so people know he's okay. He began to thank everybody who was praying for him, explained why he has stayed out of the public eye for so long. He says, I know a lot of people were waiting or wanting to hear updates, but to be honest with you, I just didn't want you to see me like that. I want you to see me laughing, having a good time, partying, cracking a joke, doing a movie, television show. I didn't want you to see me with tubes running out of me and trying to figure out if I was going to make it through. Now, tubes could also be sepsis. Maybe he got an infection and he had to have, there's a whole variety of things that the tubes could have provided. But with any sort of major medical issue, you're going to have IV access. We're going to have IV access, and then from what I understand, there might have been an episode where he might not have been breathing, so might have needed ventilatory support. I don't know. Again, these are just rumors and reports that haven't been confirmed because the family wants privacy, which I believe they should have. He said, though, I cannot tell you how great it feels to have your family kick in such a way. And y'all know they kept it airtight. They didn't let nothing out. They protected me. That's what I hope that everyone could have in moments like this. So he dispelled the rumors that have been circulating, shutting down speculation that he was blind, that he was paralyzed. He said, I went to hell and back, and my road to recovery had some potholes as well. I just want to say that I love everybody, and I love all of the love that I got. He said, it was tough, man. I was sick, but now I've got my legs under me, so you're going to see me out. I'm on my way back. So very, very cool. I'm a fan of Jamie Foxx. I think he's gifted, and this was not easy. I think he's 54. I forget his age. But, you know, when the media talks about it, they could go one way or another. When I hear that somebody is ill and they're in the hospital, when I'm in the hospital having surgery, even though I might tell you I'm having a hysterectomy or something, the average person wants privacy and they should have privacy. But the problem with things these days, and the reason why his family felt compelled to make comments, albeit vague, is the speculation of what was going on took a bad turn. So people were thinking it's drugs. It's overdoses, suicide, or a suicide attempt. And so when somebody in the public eye wants to be, you know, have privacy, and then all of a sudden it starts to go down a bad path, and with the way the internet goes, once there's an article, it's out there for life. There's always that connection to your name. Yeah, they felt like they had to come out and say something. You know, that's one of the things that I notice a lot of us in radio have had to do. You know, before anybody could start thinking something else, You know, oh, did they have COVID? Did they get sick? Like after my vaccine. Wait a second. Where is she? I'm good. I'm okay. I'm fine. So when you're in the public eye, minds start to wander. They get a little nervous. And again, he has a lot of fans. So how do you balance the privacy and the no, I'm good? You know, how many individuals have felt like they were going to lose their job because they thought that their boss would be thinking the worst health-wise and that they need to jump and get somebody back in there? You know, I mean, the average person does not want to tell their boss their medical issues. The average person wants work to not know anything because that's work. They don't need to know their personal business. But when work's like, but are you coming back? Do I have to get another person? I need, you know, employers, and I get it. They have a lot of, the customer is always supposed to be a priority. The employees are supposed to be a priority. So if you're trying to protect your other employees and protect your customers, you kind of need to know what's going on. Does the person have an infectious disease? Are they going to come back and infect other people? And so it's a balancing act. And as a physician, any patient deserves privacy. We should all have privacy. But there's this question of, well, what if they're our president and they are not of sound mental health? Could that affect our country? Could we have somebody who's leading us hurt us? Shouldn't we know if he has the mental capabilities? So, you know, I was under the impression growing up that if we had a president that couldn't, let's say, perform their duties, or a legislator, that there were checks and balances, and that the government would, you know, after many committees and, you know, bipartisan convening, realize, okay, you know, we're going to suggest that you take care of yourself, take some time off, get better, come back, you know, and maybe to the public, just vague, no questions asked, this person is going to take a hiatus and just leave it vague. Nowadays, everybody knows everything. And, you know, we do. We have a president that makes people wonder, and the average person doesn't think it's Joe Biden making all the decisions. Is it Jill? Is it somebody behind Joe? Is it, you know, who's running things? And that makes us nervous because our kids may have to enlist in the military as a result, or our economy can plummet, or we may be at war with. And so I see the balance of the American public being kept up to date on the cognitive function of somebody, but you know, movie stars, we do all deserve an element of privacy, whether you are a famous movie star or not famous. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, which now has an X, could be renamed later, at Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So when somebody hears the term climate change, it starts to make them get kind of grumpy. I don't like talking a lot about it because our climate's been changing for a while. You drive around the Southwest, you see the Grand Canyon, you just know that there was water thousands upon thousands and thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, and you have all this rock formation and lines that kind of make you wonder. We have a mountain where the lines are diagonal, so you almost wonder if the mountain fault was down and then shifted upward with tectonic plates. So part of the earth is changing. The earth has always been changing and climate has changed. Politics have gotten involved And it's become a right-left thing. And I think the average American, or the average human on the planet, understands that climate always changes. You may have some years of more predictable winter or predictable summer, but no two summers are ever the same. No two winters are ever the same. No two flu seasons are ever the same. No two allergy seasons are ever the same. There's always a change. And we're going to be hearing a lot of talk on climate change because of this heat wave. Apparently, the records are being beaten in multiple places throughout the country. And, I mean, I've seen highs in the 1970s reported, highs in the 1920s. But, I mean, Death Valley was, I think, at its highest in, what, 1912? But we might hit that record, and we might hit a record. Does that mean, again, that the Democrats or the Republicans need to spend a bunch of money and legislate one way or the other? Well, so I'm mixed. I love the idea of protecting the environment. I love trees producing oxygen. I think our trees are important. I think the plant life within the water is important. I don't want us hurting our coral. I don't want us hurting animals that don't need to be hurt. I mean, I fished for trout. The trout we didn't want, we put back in. We made sure they swam, made sure they were healthy and fine and still doing their thing. And the trout we wanted to eat, we ate. No waste. All right? You know, and, you know, we eat chicken, we eat meat. We understand that animals and plants die for our meals. Nothing we're proud of, but unfortunately that's just what, you know, we have. When the cats bring in a lizard from outside, I let the lizard go. I try to be as protective as I can. But interestingly, you know, our forefathers and foremothers had been concerned about climate change, not that it was necessarily termed that, but what the population does to the environment. Now, very common sense issues. If you have a bunch of bison and people live there and kill the bison, the number of bison will go down. That is a change. And then the bison and what they emitted or stooled into their ecosystem would change. Then the plants could change. And there's always a cause and effect. Well, interestingly, and I love history, they said scientists had figured out by the late 1800s about the greenhouse effect, such as more carbon dioxide that could warm the planet. By the 1970s, researchers were measuring those emissions in the atmosphere and warning Earth's temperature could warm between 0.5 and 5 degrees Celsius by mid-21st century. And this article comes from USA Today, and they talk about political misinformation swirling around the climate change discussion. It's not that. I don't think anybody disagrees that there's a change in our climate, and the more humans on Earth, the more pollution we have and the more changes. I think where most of the controversy is what are they legislating? Is the answer to climate change electric cars and using wires and putting all these outlets around? I mean, some wildfires, we've been told, might not all be related to lightning, but could be related to trees being near power lines. Would then the fires rise as we include more electricity? So I get the reason why electricity is being brought up is to reduce fossil fuels. But if we have a power outage, isn't that not very safe if people then panic and, I mean, they, you know, can't cook because they've now had to move to electric stoves. And we know that the solar flares and the solar flares could disrupt our Wi-Fi, disrupt our defense mechanisms, but we're going all electronic. So, and we are all electronic. You know, is that putting us at danger? So when you look at some of the things historically, I'm looking at a paper from August 14th, 1912, at the Rodden and Automatea Times. And they were talking about, in Science Notes and News, coal consumption affecting climate. They said the furnaces of the world are now burning 2 trillion, right? That's not billion. No, 2 billion tons of coal a year. When this is burned, united with oxygen, it adds about 7 billion tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere yearly. This tends to make the air a more effective blanket for the Earth and to raise its temperature. The effect may be considerable in a few centuries. That, common sense to me. So, you know, when you look at some of the historical discussion of, remember in England, I think in the 1300s, King Edward of England banned coal burning because he blamed it for the thick black smoke that was choking the air in London. And in many of these cities that were very highly populous, the air was not safe to breathe. That is not a big shock. That's what happens. So what, do we get rid of, you know, cars and trains and, we're going to have to come up with a consensus on what is the smartest way to do things to protect our planet. But we also have to make sure this isn't politically driven and a way to send money to companies that support certain politicians. Right? The American public is going to want to see some justification. So, you know, the average person, whether they're Republican or Democrat, agree with the national parks that were set up. I think Teddy Roosevelt gets a lot of credit for those. They agree with there being limitations on hunting. We don't want any certain animals to be an endangered species, but still allow people to hunt so they could hunt for food. They could still keep those skills active in case things do happen where they need to go and feed their family. These are things that are part of our human upbringing that, you know, you need to know how to be able to fish and get food. That's just a part of it. But limitations, we get that. We get that there's limitations to protect certain waters and animal groups. But in terms of heating the earth, in the 1700s, coal-powered factories began appearing in Great Britain during the First Industrial Revolution. Then in 1824, Jean-Baptiste Joseph Fourier, a mathematician and physicist in France, theorizes that certain gases in the atmosphere could trap heat from the sun. Then in the 1850s, Eunice Foote, an American scientist, demonstrates the ability of water vapor and carbon dioxide to affect solar heating. In 1861, Irish physicist John Tyndall writes that water vapor and gases like carbon dioxide create the Earth's greenhouse effect, trapping the sun's heat. 1896, Swedish scientist Svante Arrhenius publishes a study showing the increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere will raise temperatures and acknowledges that burning fossil fuels are a source of carbon dioxide, but doesn't necessarily, you know, predict man-made global warming. So we are going, and then we saw the 1912 newspaper article. So we need to do things to protect our globe, but we need to be very, very careful with some things being in the name of climate change. When you tell me we're going to recommend carpooling, hybrid work from home, so less cars are on the road, incentivize people driving less, that's great. Having alternate available cars, but mandating electric cars and pushing fuel cars out of the equation, I'd like to see the data that these electric cars and all the highway electricity and wires and all that are not hurting the environment as well. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Authorities have reportedly found a soundproof room in the basement of accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman. The United Nations in talks with North Korea for the return of an American soldier, Travis King, fleeing across the border and into the secretive state last week. Excessive heat warnings being extended throughout parts of the U.S. at least through midweek. The heat also impacting Europe and Asia, putting the world on track for the hottest month ever recorded. The Justice Department giving Texas an ultimatum, remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande or get sued. At issue, a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. The Justice Department giving the governor until 2 p.m. today to confirm he's received that letter. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was an interesting piece. The top 30 most stressful jobs in the U.S. is the salary worth the high burnout rate? Now, while many headlines are surrounding people won't go to work, people won't come back into the office, they're working from home, working multiple jobs, questions arise as to who pays their 401k, who pays their benefits if they're working two jobs. We have on the flip side, these jobs are stressful. So can you blame people for not wanting to work because of the high burnout rate? So which jobs are so stressful? So Wealthy Nickel published this. They said first is sales. Sales, you have to meet quotas. It could be intense. That pressure could lead to burnout. Salespeople often work long hours trying to make the next big sale, which can be highly discouraging when they don't meet their goals. I remember one of my family members in the 80s won Salesman of the Year. It was huge. He got a trip. He got a plaque. But then a couple years later, he was worried about losing his job because he wasn't Salesman of the Year, and other people did better in other years. You can't just always win year after year after year. And I'm thinking, but you were Salesman of the Year. And he said, but yeah, but that was a couple years ago. They want that sort of goal reached all the time. So you're always in fear of not being able to outmatch or make your quotas. Teaching. We are seeing time and time again these school districts struggling because teachers do not want to continue working in the field. One school district had said that they noticed that the average teacher coming out of school doesn't last longer than 5 years. Well, and teaching, you get 3 months off. I mean, I've been bringing up kids need to learn during the summer. They can't go all summer without learning. They're bored. They're watching TV. Why don't we make winter break longer, summer break shorter? Give maybe a little longer spring break, a little longer fall break, and have kids in school year-round. There's no way they could do that. And maybe that'll also get the kids' scores up for their SATs and math and science and everything else they're struggling with reading. But if the teachers want the summer off and they still can't get teachers to come into work, that's a problem. And teachers are probably very stressed out by the parents. If the parents don't like the curriculum and the teachers have to do what the superintendent or the principal wants them to do, how do they deal with that? Nursing, of course, made the list. Nurses deal with stress all the time, the long hours, the being insulted that they're not the doctor. And, I want to speak to the doctor. You're just a nurse. I'm sorry, the nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. In fact, you really want to talk to the nurse. Okay, the nurses could give a lot more insight of what's going on than the doctors that hasn't rounded in 2 days. But many nurses do feel burned out. They don't really have a lot of time, downtime sitting because it's people to people. And many individuals are like, I'm out of here. Not to mention they lost a lot of their colleagues with the COVID vaccine mandate when their colleagues were fired for not getting a COVID vaccine. So they found that the industry didn't have their back. Social work is also very stressful. Now, not only are you trying to deal with your own issues, but you are dealing with people that have stress and their situations. So it could really depress you and weigh on you. Dental hygienists rounded out the top five of most stressful jobs. Dental hygienists have to deal with a lot of patients, their positioning of how they have to work with you is kind of uncomfortable. You can move the patient, change the chair, do things, but eventually their neck, their back, their shoulders get sore. Law enforcement, extremely stressful. Every time they have to come up to a car, they put their life in their hands. Or they could be sitting there eating lunch, like we had a couple cops in our neck of the woods, gunned down while eating lunch. When I got pulled over earlier this year, I immediately rolled down the window, put both hands on the steering wheel, made eye contact so they wouldn't have to worry about, me. And, they knew I had a CCW. I was very open about everything so that they didn't have that fear. But the average person doesn't do that. They won't roll down the window. It's frustrating and scary. Military is a high-stress environment. Always having to adjust to constant change. Your life on the line. Being deployed to different locations, being away from your families and your pets for long periods, no doubt military is. IT, information technology, is apparently one of the more stressful jobs. People who work in IT have to deal with tight deadlines. They also have long hours. When you have IT issues, you want somebody you call 24/7. You want to be able to fix that problem right away. I am so grateful to IT. The problem is they have to be always available. That's not easy. And there's very high demand. You need to get that computer back on and everything fixed. And when people do sing your praises, it's only for a quick second or two, and then they hang up with you, and then now you have another crisis. And it's always a crisis when there's an IT issue. Retail, people are angry, they're upset, they might not like what they're paying, the prices, the people stealing. It's stressful. Chiropractor, in the top 10 chiropractors. Now, maybe it's because my husband is married to me, but I'm not married to all chiropractors, just one. Chiropractors have to lift, move patients, work in awkward positions. They have to deal with the stress of running their own business, poor reimbursement from insurance companies. Chiropractor is not that easy. The majority of them take cash. And then you have patients, but I have insurance. I want to use insurance. Well, air traffic controllers have a lot of stress. It does pay well. But you are responsible for the safety of passengers on the plane. You always have to be alert. You can't blink twice. It's stressful. Event planners have to work long hours. Everything has to go to plan. If not, the people they're working for get really grumpy. Journalists have a lot of stress. They're dealing with difficult people. There's deadlines. Definitely not easy. Public relations also. You are always in the middle of a crisis, and you have to be able to deal with that crisis if people are not happy. Chefs. You would think a chef would be so much fun, but it's stressful. It's hot when somebody isn't doing the job right or they aren't making the food come out the way it needs to. It's just not as glamorous as it is on TV. Psychologists have a lot of stress and strain. Social workers, as we said, judges. Being impartial, making these decisions, threats. People make threats to judges, and you can have somebody that you put in jail decades ago can try to come after you or your family years later. Not an easy job. Nuclear engineers, okay, they don't have a lot of fun days at work. Doctors. Being a doctor could be one of the most stressful. I'll tell you right now, it isn't easy when people are grumpy. They take it out on their doctor because they don't like their Obamacare plan or they don't like what they're paying in terms of premiums. And I don't get that money. The insurance company does. And I still love it. I love being a physician. But, yeah, it's a lot of stress. If your staff isn't doing their job and they are not coming in or people's labs are abnormal, I'm the one doing it. Because the patient needs to know their abnormal lab, whether my staff shows up or not. So, yeah. Lawyers, very stressful. Well, because they sue and people could sue them. An electrical technician, school principal, surgeon, forensic science technician, plumber, garbage collector, taxi driver, truck driver, and correctional officer. So, interesting group. I think any job could be stressful, especially if you have a toxic workplace, if you have an employer that doesn't know what they're doing, if you're always in fear that you could be fired. But that's the top 30 that Wealthy Nickel came with. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen.
Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Listeria, for those of you that remember, gosh, I think it was 2012, where we had multiple people who died from this bacteria. It's linked to miscarriages, preterm labor, stillbirths. Apparently, 1,400 pounds of cheese that have been sold at farmers markets across New York State had to be recalled this week. The FDA issued the alert saying tests had revealed Listeria could be lurking in the cheese. Now, the cheese comes from Cooperstown Cheese Companies, according to Daily Mail. The cheeses had been sold over the last 2 months at the markets, they said, and were also available in some restaurants and retail stores. When you look at the cheese, you're like, oh, man, I'd like to sink my teeth into it. Well, unfortunately, though, they can have bacteria. Listeria can cause illness, even if you're healthy. Headaches, stiffness, nausea, diarrhea, but it could be very serious to a pregnant woman, causing miscarriages, stillbirths. And the FDA said the cheese contamination was picked up during routine testing of the product. It was not clear how Listeria had got into the cheese, but in previous cases, this had been linked to manufacturers using contaminated cow's milk. Now, the milk could have been contaminated if it was accidentally mixed with cow feces. It shouldn't, but these things happen. The cheese had been sold wrapped in cheese paper or plastic. They also carried stickers describing the type of cheese. 11 different cheese have been affected, including Jersey Girl, Toma Selena, SK, Jersey Gold, Marielle, Jersey Girl with Garlic Rosemary, Jersey Girl Spring Onion, Bobby's Got the Blues, Toma Torino, Jersey Gold with Garlic, and Abby. The FDA said they had a shelf life of roughly 2 weeks for purchase, depending on how they were stored. The company is based in Milford, upstate New York. They did cease production while the FDA is investigating. Now, frozen fruit had recently been pulled from the shelves nationwide over contamination with the bacteria last year. Last year, it was related to pineapple that had been contaminated. And I think back in 2012, it was cantaloupe that was contaminated. So, it's a lot of cheese, pretty expensive, these recalls. Don't be surprised if you see cheese prices go up just a little bit. Scary hearing that there was a search for a possible body on the, I believe, property of former President Barack Obama. Divers say they have found the body of a paddleboarder. He went missing in the water off of Martha's Vineyard. Now, it backs onto where Barack Obama lives. I don't believe he was at his house. However, the 43-year-old vanished on Sunday evening when he was out with another paddleboarder. This was in Edgartown, Great Pond, Massachusetts. Emergency crews were apparently called to Obama's residence. The 911 call was made. His residence is worth about $12 million, we're told. And witnesses told cops that the man went underwater and then briefly reappeared as he struggled to stay afloat. He then submerged again around 7:46 p.m. A massive joint agency search resumed Monday morning. He was wearing black without a life jacket, African American, according to the MV Times. His paddleboard and hat were recovered Sunday. His body was found in 8 foot deep waters, approximately 100 feet away from shore. So the dispatch address for the incident came from Obama's waterfront vineyard home. Not sure if the president was currently there or if somebody was there staying there. We don't really have a lot of details. But it's a beautiful estate, just unfortunately it was, I guess, in his backyard. So, and how this happened, not sure. The victim's 43 years old. Paddleboarding, we have a lot of people that paddleboard, near the lakes near where we live, and it's a very, very common thing to do. Not sure what could have happened. So, as we get more information, we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of movies had some interesting opening weekends. I think Barbie did really well. Oppenheimer did well. There's been some debate on whether the Republicans went to see Oppenheimer, the Democrats went to see Barbie, but then there was a report that Democrat-led states had bigger Oppenheimer showings than the Republicans, and more Republican states had more Barbie openings. I couldn't get tickets to either, and I went and saw Mission Impossible. So I saw Mission Impossible last night. Anyway, so I saw that, and it was good. You know, Tom Cruise doing some of his own stunts, or most of his own stunts. Very impressive. The storyline was okay. I will see the next one in the series. Apparently, this was part one. But when I was at the movie theater, you saw a lot of people wearing pink to go and see the Barbie movie. I, I find that interesting. I haven't seen the Barbie movie. I'm a big fan of Margot Robbie. I think she's an excellent actress. I look at it as supposed to be comical, something cute and light and, you know, not very thick and heavy for the summer. But we're hearing there's a lot of, like, male bashing and woke type stuff. I don't know because, I didn't watch it. But what I do find interesting is this, you know, like all the girls are wearing pink and, you know, I thought we were trying to get away from stereotypes and colors and things like that where, I do kind of find it interesting because all of a sudden now you just see kind of this pink girly type stuff and I thought we were kind of moving away from that. But if the movie's cute and comical, great, all the power to it. Apparently it's raking in some big bucks. Their marketing budget was even more than what the movie cost. I think their marketing budget was about $150,000. And their marketing, they did well because you saw a lot of moms and girls going. A lot of my friends, the guys went to see Oppenheimer and the girls went and saw Barbie. Me and my family, I'd rather see Oppenheimer than Barbie because I love movies that go into history and, I see the attraction of Barbie. It's light, comical, pretty movie, with all the colors, but I'll let you know once I see it, if I do see it, how much politics is in there. With Mission Impossible, I didn't really pick up on a lot of politics. Maybe it's because there was so many action scenes. Tom Cruise is a gifted actor, and so he did good. Now, Walt Disney Company is now kind of reviewing its schedule of film releases based on the strike. They have to look at what they're going to do with Poor Things, Next Goal Wins, Wish, and Magazine Dreams. I don't know any about those movies, but they're all slated for release this year. The Haunted Mansion, which you would think would have been coming out around Halloween, is coming out this week. It looks good. It's just, it's a Halloween movie. So I don't know how well it's going to do in the summer, unless they're thinking summer movies, now's the time, people will see it. The Haunted Mansion done by Eddie Murphy was good. Not my favorite Eddie Murphy movie, but they did a good job with it. This one is going to look more like The Ride. Disney might launch The Marvels November 10th, but they have issues because they had disappointing results at the box office for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny and The Little Mermaid. Now, I liked Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, but mostly just the beginning part. I didn't really like the rest of the movie as much. Little Mermaid I haven't seen yet, but I heard the singer was fantastic. But a lot of people, again, not really kind of digging some of these movies. So what's making people come to a movie or not? I think, you know, if they think it's going to be infused with politics, they're not going to like it. If they think it's going to be fun and just something entertaining, and Mission Impossible, that play, it was packed. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.